Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Barr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 150,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have an incredible show for you today from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I'll be interviewing the famous French Hollywood film director Emmanuel Eiter. He's a wonderful guy. He's got a heart of gold and he produces wonderful films designed to uplift humanity and raise consciousness. He'll be coming on the show in just a few minutes. Then from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be having on Tom Palladino. He's a wonderful energy healer and has had over 25 years' experience in helping people with all kinds of infections, and he's got an amazing technique. He does a lot of remote healing, too. He's located in Florida, and I know you'll find him just fascinating to listen to. With that, I'd like to bring on my good friend Charlie from the Crystal Voyage Spiritual Bookstore in Tacoma, and like he has a wonderful psychic fair tomorrow. I'd like for him to talk about a little bit. Charlie, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Ted, for having me on again.
Great. It's wonderful to have you, Charlie. Normally, I would be at the psychic fair tomorrow, but I'm sorry. I'll be 8 miles high in the air, flying to Mexico City, and then on to Lima, Peru, and then on to Machu Picchu after that. So I'll be a little busy. So,
well, you'll be having a good time doing that. You'll be sorely missed here.
Well, well, I'll try to bring back some spiritual wisdom from my trip, Charlie. But you have a wonderful psychic fair. You have one the first Saturday and Sunday.
The first full weekend of every month we have a psychic fair from 10 to 7 on Saturday and 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And I'll be there next month for the first weekend in November. And also, too, I'll be coming up to your bookstore, Spiritual Center, on, I believe it's October 28th from 2 to 4 p.m., where I'll be giving a presentation.
That is going to be a great presentation. It's all about your book, Messages from the Masters. We're already sold out of our copies here, so we're going to have you come back down and bring us some more.
Oh, my pleasure, my friend. I just ordered another 40, 50 copies a couple days ago. They'll be arriving, I think, on October 23rd. And I can, I'll be happy to bring you some copies then. No worries. No worries. You know, if any of you out there who live in the Seattle-Tacoma area, if you're having kind of a rough day and you need some spiritual upliftment, please go to the Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center, because as soon as you walk in, you're greeted with this beautiful water fountain that comes in, surrounded by several statues of Buddha and Kuan Yin. And it really uplifts your spirits. Every time I've walked into your spiritual center, Charlie, I get my spirits all get very, very uplifted, and it's always a wonderful experience.
That's right, Ted. There's a lot of people that just come in and just sit down to get a little reprieve from the day to day.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, Charlie, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show today, and I want to let everybody know they have one of the best spiritual centers in the Seattle area, and I know that one that you'll really, really enjoy. So if you do have time,
so
I
much.
Recommend that you go there.
All right. You have yourself a safe trip.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I wanted to tell everybody that I wanted to mention some upcoming events. From October 26th to the 29th, 2017, there'll be a wonderful water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria. One of the speakers at the conference will be Professor Gerald Pollack of the University of Washington. Professor Pollack is one of the world's most famous water scientists, and his laboratory relies on donations for support. And if you'd like to send a donation to support his wonderful laboratory, please contact Professor Pollack at his email address at ghp@u.washington.edu. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com. Just click on it. And I know I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. I also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma. We just talked to Charlie a few minutes ago. And also, too, I'd also like to thank Orion Tech Computers for their wonderful support of Out of This World Radio. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers, and if you'd like to advertise on the program, you'd have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 70 countries. With that, I'd also like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing wonderful support, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance and elsewhere who's been supporting the show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a new a spiritual mentoring program where I can teach people how to contact their guides and get some good spiritual advice. If you're interested, if you'd like to get in touch with your spiritual guides, please send me an email or give me a call. My email is outofthisworld1150, at gmail.com. Or you can call me at 509-750-9793. We're having a little technical difficulties getting through to Emmanuel Eiter here, so we're going to try to. I'll keep talking until we can reach him. Let me send this message to him. So hopefully we can reach him today. I just emailed him yesterday, and he said he was looking forward to being on the show. But we have lots of things we can talk about in the meantime. I also, before we start today, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to the people in Mexico City who suffered that dramatic and tragic earthquake here recently, as well as the people of Puerto Rico, whose island was pretty much flattened by that recent hurricane a couple weeks ago. We've also people now in Houston, Texas, are cleaning up, of course, from that tremendous flooding that they had. As well as in Florida too, I know they've had several hurricanes hit their area, and it's been just a very, very trying time for many people. We're still trying to reach Emmanuel. I hope we can today, and if not, we'll move on to our next guest. I also want to thank everyone so much for sending lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who was diagnosed with throat cancer some months ago, as well as Dr. William Mount. In Tacoma. Both Orion and Dr. Mount are feeling much better thanks to your wonderful prayers. And thank you so much for sending them your beautiful love and light. In the interim here, while we try to reach Emmanuel Eiter down in Hollywood, I'd like to play this beautiful water song in dedication to Dr. Masaru Emoto. Go ahead and please run that, Eric, and we'll try to reach Emmanuel.
Hito no hamon.
There's another song I'd like to play as well. Emmanuel will be coming on in about six or seven minutes. He said he was busy in a meeting, but he will be calling us. So what I'd like to do now is play this beautiful Thank You Water song by Charlie Cardinal. He's a wonderful singer and musician and a composer in Tacoma, Washington. So, Eric, if you could play that, and then we should be getting on Emmanuel Leiter here in just a few minutes. Thank you so much.
Actions, thoughts, and words are in energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together on land, the seas, and air. Holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty or water crystals deformed depends on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty or water crystals deformed depends on what we say, think, or do.
Tomorrow during the day, in the morning and afternoon, the evening, I will be 8 miles high. I'll be flying to Mexico City and then on to Lima, Peru, and then from there on to Cusco and then up to Machu Picchu. And next week's show on Friday, October 13th, with luck, I hope to broadcast from Machu Picchu if I find a good internet connection, and there is internet up there. That's what I've been told. And I'll be channeling the ancient Indian spirits there with the help of my good friend Judy Kelly, who is a very famous and talented psychic from the Los Angeles area. But it should be an amazing show. Judy told me on air here a few weeks ago when I had a program on Machu Picchu that President Jack Kennedy and his wife Jacqueline would be coming with me on the trip. And so I'm so happy that the president and the first lady can come. And I'm really looking forward to this. It's an amazing place. The more I research about Peru, the more I realize there are such incredible things there. They've got, of course, the Nazca Lines, which when you go way up high in the air, 8 miles high above the Earth's surface, and look down, you see all these animal patterns written in the desert there at a place called Nazca. There's also another place called Paracas. The Paracas Museum contains human-like, I'm not sure whether to call them people or entities, with their skeletal remains, but they look like human, but their skulls are very elongated, and they don't have any sutures on the skulls, as if they weren't born normally. Maybe they were hatched like in eggs. But anyway, that's going to be a fascinating trip, and so I hope you can all join me a week from today. If for any reason I have problems with the internet there and am not able to broadcast, I still will play a pre-record on Machu Picchu for next Friday. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my Galactic Wisdom Conference that I was held in Olympia, Washington earlier this year in June. Because of its success, I'll be having my fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. If you register early before the end of this December, the registration will be only $147 for the entire three-day event. After January 1st, the cost will be $197. And the first day on Friday, March 9th, will be free. To register, you can use PayPal with this email address, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can just send payment to me, Ted Marr, at P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington, 98509-5331 here in the United States. Our speakers for next year's conference will be Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project, from Tokyo, Japan, and Dr. Yoshi, who will be demonstrating the awesome Hado vibrational machines. In addition, we'll have a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Cairo Roca from the Bahamas, who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, and ancient Buddhist healing techniques, homeopathy, and a host of alternative methods. He's a famous physician, and I know you'll enjoy meeting him. We'll also be having Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic, who will be talking about Telos on the New Earth. Dr. Fernandez has a wonderful Peace and Light conference he's had every year in the Dominican Republic. I've been a speaker there twice, and I'm so happy he's coming. In addition, Simon Parks will be giving a presentation, and I'm also will be inviting Paul Hellier to give a presentation at the conference from Toronto. I myself, I'll be giving a presentation on messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Jack Kennedy, his brother Senator Robert F. Kennedy, as well as Mahatma Gandhi, Nikola Tesla, Nostradamus, and the Galactic Alliance, and Dr. Emoto. So the conference should be really out of this world. I hope you can all come. I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television, which broadcasts 3 times a week here in the Seattle area, Lower Puget Sound area, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22. The TV show is also available on YouTube under either my name, Ted Marr, M-A-H-R, or Out of This World Television. There are now almost 50 episodes also available on YouTube, and they're all free. I don't charge anything, and I hope you enjoy them all. I wanted to also mention, since we have some time before Emmanuel comes on, a wonderful psychic fair happening in Olympia, Washington on Saturday, January 20th. There will be over 25 different vendors ranging from psychic readers, crystal shops, bookstores, astrologists, and all kinds of spiritual people at my second annual Cosmic Awareness Fair. Admission is free, and there will also be a series of free lectures during the day, including myself. I'll be giving a presentation on the beautiful Emoto Peace Project. This was started by Dr. Masaru Emoto back in 2005 and is now headed up by the wonderful Michiko Hayashi of Tokyo, Japan. It teaches little children between the ages of 3 and 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And the theory is that if we teach these young children love and gratitude, then when they become adults, they'll want to make this world a much better and happier place. For more information about their wonderful Emoto Peace Project, there's two websites. The one in Tokyo is www.emotopeaceproject.net, and the one for North America in the United States and Canada is www.emotopeaceproject.me. Also, I'd like to ask you for your support to send 1,000 of these beautiful children's books to the United States here. We had them print them up in Japan at a good price there, and we now just need about $400 to ship the books here in the United States. We've gotten some donations in. Once we receive them, we'll distribute them freely to the children in the United States and Canada. If you'd like to donate to pay for the cost of shipping these books in the U.S., you can donate using PayPal to this email, outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can just send a donation to me at Ted Marr, P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington, 98509-5331. 100% of all donations collected will be used for the shipping for these books. I want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support, because I know together we can create a much better and happier world. My new book, Messages from the Masters, was published in August, and if you'd like an autographed copy for $20, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or just call me at 509-750-9793. I wanted to tell you, too, that I'll be going back to Mount Shasta next year. For those of you who'd like to go, please mark it on your calendars. There's 2 times I'll be going. The first time will be from July 2nd to the 8th of July, 2018, and the second time will be September 6th through the 11th. The cost is just $200, and it includes all free camping. If you want a cabin, there are cabins available for costing a little bit more. I also wanted to tell you I'll be having an Ascension conference at Mount Shasta as well. Little different dates. That's August 31st through September 2nd. We'll be having Judy Callie there, as well as Diane Robbins giving a speech. And I'll also be inviting Billy Fay Woodard and his father Zora of the Hollow Earth. The conference will be all about the ascension of the planet, and also, too, how you can contact the people of the Hollow Earth. Every time I've been down at Shasta, there's been some incredible miracles happening. When I was there, for example, last month in September, there was a woman from the Minneapolis, Minnesota area who's been crippled for decades, and before coming to Mount Shasta last month, she was only able to walk with either a walker or with a wheelchair. So anyway, she was staying in a van there one night, and the Sasquatch surrounded her van and asked her if she wanted a healing. She said, yes, I'd love a healing for my legs. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, she said that the top part of her van became translucent. In other words, she could see the stars up ahead. And then they sent a beautiful beam of light from there, from this spacecraft hovering above her. The spacecraft was from the Hollow Earth, and they brought her aboard their craft, healed her legs, returned her to her van. Next morning, she woke up, and she walked for the first time in a decade to the campfire where we're all having breakfast. And that was an amazing experience. In September, about a year ago, the first time I went there, there was a lady who had lupus and fibromyalgia. And she'd been taking pain medication, Percocet and strong drugs, because she had a lot of pain. And one night, the people of Telos took her into the Hollow Earth, healed her with some special water. And now she, last time I talked to her, she's off the drugs, and both of those diseases are now gone. It doesn't happen every time, but the people of Telos and the Sasquatch are beautiful, loving, beautiful and loving, and they will help us when you're there. So if you are interested, please mark those dates in your calendar. Again, the spiritual trip to Mount Shasta is July 2nd to the 8th during the July 4th weekend, and also Labor Day weekend from September 6th to the 11th. I'm also having an Ascension Conference at Mount Shasta, August 31st through September 2nd, and this will be designed to teach you all about the Hollow Earth and Telos, as well as how you can get a hold of the people of the Inner Earth. We live in an amazing time, friends, and my psychic and my spirit friends on the other side say that we've all asked to be here at this particular moment. Finally, on Saturday, October 28th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be giving a free presentation on my book and the messages from the great masters such as President Kennedy, Nostradamus, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, the Galactic Alliance, and Dr. Masaru Emoto at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center in Tacoma at the corner of Cedar Street and 38th Avenue West near the Tacoma Mall. Proceeds from the presentation will go to the Emoto Peace Project, and I hope you can all come. I'll also have copies of my book available for those who'd like to come. And with that, now we have Emmanuel's there. And Emmanuel, it's so good to have you on the show today.
Hello, my good friend. I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm in Los Angeles running from one meeting to another. So that's the crazy life of a humanitarian filmmaker like myself.
Well, that's totally fine. Let me ask my producer, Emmanuel, just a minute about the sound. Can you hear him okay? Yeah, he can say, okay, that's fine. Anyway, Emmanuel, we're having a little low, so if you can speak up, that would be great. Well, thanks.
Absolutely. I will speak up.
Okay, good. Now you're shouting. That's good. Well, first off, Emmanuel, I want to tell you, of all the people I know, you have a heart of pure gold. You produce humanitarian, wonderful films designed to uplift humanity and raise consciousness. And I want to thank you so much for your wonderful work. You've done some incredible films. One of the films was in 2012. You produced the fantastic peace documentary, The Invocation, narrated by Sharon Stone, with Desmond Tutu, the Dalai Lama, Deepak Chopra, and many other peace activists. You're on the board of directors for the Santa Barbara Film Festival for over a decade, and you write poetry. You also have a beautiful family. You're also very involved with charities, and you're a big supporter of Dr. Emoto and the Emoto Peace Project. And you do wonderful work, and I'm so happy you're on the show. You could come on the show today, Emmanuel.
Thank you so much. It's just being of service to humanity. You know, I think we all get a call and an awakening at some point in our life. And in my case, it was just realizing that me, myself, and I is not enough. And actually, I think it's destructive. It's self-destructive, and it should be about me, myself, and we, and how we should really be able to articulate healthy relationship between the I and the we, and turn the we into the I.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I have to ask this, Emmanuel. I hope you don't mind me asking you this question. But if somebody has, like, maybe a couple million dollars just laying around and they don't know what to do with it, could they send
call
it
me.
To you? And how could they reach you?
call me and we talk. well, they can reach me by myself. It's 805. I'm always open for business or just a good conversation 24/7. You can reach me by email, wl1@cox.net. And you can just type my name, Emmanuel, E-T-I-T-I-E-R. Google me. You know, you will find me. I'm very easy to find.
Okay.
I'm not in the hiding. So please, reach out to me. Whether you have money or not, it's fine. You know, in life, it's not all about money. Money grows on trees, you know. Money is under every stone. The poem is not money. It's how do you articulate the relationship between human beings and create your own money? So
that's true.
It's not about the obsession and the despair of finding money. You will always find it as long as you move your butt. The poem is a lot of people just wait and do nothing about moving forward. And you really have to wake up and move your own butt. And when your things happen, you know, you have to put yourself into motion. And eventually the action comes.
That's true. Well said. Well, very well said, Emmanuel. Well, I want to thank you. I wanted to tell people also about your new movie called The Cure, which will be released in the spring of 2018. And it's
absolutely, and you are in it. You don't feel shy about spreading the news. That actually, I think you are the first guy we meet in the Cure. I think you're talking about, you know, the notion of disease with the Egyptians, and so you are in the movie at the beginning and at the end. So well, thank you so much for being part of the Cure.
Well, thank you, Emmanuel. That's so sweet of you to include me. You know, one thing I've learned over the years, and this is from Dr. Emoto and also Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project, everything's vibration. So that if you've got a disease, and this is something that the ancient Egyptians knew too 5,000 years ago, Emmanuel, is that it's all, if you've got a disease, you take that word and you split it into two infinitives, dis-ease, so that if your vibration's not quite right, or you have a low vibration, or you're under a lot of stress, that opens the way for you to become ill, either spiritually or physically. And if you can raise your vibration, make yourself feel better, that goes a long way to healing any kind of physical or spiritual condition. And that's one thing I really like about your work, Emmanuel, because you spend your time 24/7 producing films and documentaries to raise consciousness and make people in a better mood, so that they feel, not only feel better, but they can hopefully help heal themselves spiritually and physically as well.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, the key of the main thing that I learned from doing The Cure is that truly realizing that we are the cure of each other, we are the healer of each other, we are the savior of each other. So again, it's not about waiting to be cured, waiting to be saved, waiting to be healed, but it's about participating as an agent of change yourself, as an agent of healing yourself. We all have the power, and we need to share that power, and we need to trigger that power within ourselves, with each other. And it's triggered when you dare to come in touch, in communication, in connection with another human being. And the reason I think we are stuck right now is because we have built this beautiful infrastructure called internet, called cell phone, where we are connected but not really connected. It's not really the connection of the molecule facing each other and dancing with each other. And we need to go back to a balance of that. It's fine to spend a little bit of time on the internet. It's fine to spend a little bit of time on the phone. But more than anything, you need to make an appointment, a physical appointment with each other, and meet in a restaurant, in a park, at the ocean, whatever. But you need to make one with each other on a molecular level. And that's what we need to do next to really heal each other.
I couldn't agree more with you, Emmanuel. And I'm sure you've seen this too. I saw this just last week. I was in a restaurant having dinner. I looked over at the young couple across from me, and they weren't talking, Emmanuel. They were just in there playing with their phones, sending text messages back and forth. And then and then the food came, and they were still silent. And then they left, and I didn't hear them exchange barely one word among themselves. And I thought, how sad is that, you know? So
it is. It's absurd. But right now we are in absurd times, and we need to find our common sense. We need to refine our balance with each other, and we need to reconnect. We need to reconnect also with the environment. You know, it's amazing how we live in all this, environment of concrete and radio waves and negative energies.
Right.
It's like, you know, just go and take a swim in the ocean. Go and get lost in the forest. You know, reconnect with the ground. Kneel down and kiss the earth. Go in the park and touch some sand. You know, go ski and fall into the snow. You know, basically, you know, embrace the planet again, because that's where you come from and that's where you're going back to. So you're part of it, and it is part of you.
I couldn't agree with you more, Emmanuel. And also in that light, I wanted to share with you a very special prayer that was shared for me by Zora of the an entity within the Hollow Earth. He said that we're all gods and goddesses, and we have the power within us, if we believe it, to heal ourselves. And there's a prayer he taught me. I'd like to share it with you and my listeners. It goes something like this. You say to yourself, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then you say, if you're a man, you say, I receive from the God within me. And if you're a woman, you say, I receive from the goddess within me, healing for or help with any situation you want. You could be with a workload, with your sweetheart, whatever. And then you end it with, and I know it to be true. And what you're doing, he said that because we all have the spark of the Supreme Being or the Prime Creator with all of us, if you say that, you tie into the Supreme Being in a good way to help heal yourself or help you in any kind of spiritual situation. And I've done that before very, very successfully. But that goes in with your idea that everyone has the capability to heal themselves.
Absolutely. No, it's so crucial. All crucial to realize it's all about we, not only you or mm-hmm. I, but together. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say, in oneness, we shall heal anything and everything. And it is really true, you know, sure. because we all have in us a key to the solution, you know. So I really believe that the day we make one, we connect the dots between each other, there won't be any war, there won't be any poverty, there won't be any crisis, because right. everybody has a solution for everything, for every disease, for every crisis. There's always somebody somewhere on this planet that has a brilliant idea. And the problem is we are not listening to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we are just following like sheep or leaders. And as we see here or elsewhere, most leaders are morons today. And so mm-hmm. stop following, you know.
Right.
Be your own action man, action woman, you know. You have the solution within. Share it and connect it with some other people, and together we will change the world. There's no reason to be in the situation we're in right now.
That's...
Other than laziness and naivety that these people in charge can tell us. They can't. Actually, they are not programmed to. They are programmed to exploit us.
Right.
So let's stop being a slave. Let's rebel in a very healthy, natural, organic, peaceful way and lead the re-evolution.
I have to tell you, President Kennedy's here, and he wanted me to share this with you, that the kinds of changes he tried to institute for a better planet back in the early 60s before he was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, he said that he was trying to institute changes, good changes from the top down. But the kind of changes necessary, he's saying the same thing you are, Emmanuel, that the kinds of changes necessary are coming from the bottom up. People like you and me trying to make this world a better place.
I totally agree. I totally agree. I think the top right now is too disconnected and corrupted, and the change is going to come from the bottom of the middle of the pyramid. But the top mm-hmm. of the pyramid is, and I don't blame them. I understand them. I have a lot of compassion for people like Trump or others
mm-hmm.
who don't get it. They can't get it.
Sure.
They were not educated to get it. They are too disconnected. So it's like, hey, dude, I love you, but move on. You know, put somebody in charge because you're totally clueless. You don't get it, and you will never get it. And it's fine. It's okay. Retire with a happy smile and mm-hmm. let us manage the world, you know, because mm-hmm. you can't. You're incapable.
One of the messages that Nostradamus has given me, and I talk about this in my new book, is that he said that the government, the big government, centralized government, as we have today in many countries, Emmanuel, will become less important because people will know how to regulate themselves and treat each other with respect and love. Because he said that the basic nature of humanity is to be kind, loving, benevolent, and sweet. It's not to be warring all the time or fighting. That's not a traditional value of humanity on this planet, and we will get back to that, and I know we will. And actually, we're headed there now. I've been following this for quite some time, Emmanuel. But what's called the Schumann resonance, or the vibration of the planet, has been really dramatically increasing for tens of thousands of years. What's called the Schumann resonance here on planet Earth was at 7.8 hertz. And it changed last September when it doubled to 13.9 hertz. In December last year went to 36, then in January of this year went to 40. In May it went to 120 hertz, and I think most recently in August it shot up to 180 or 170 hertz. And the vibration of the planet is going higher and higher. And as that goes higher and higher, it's preparing us, I think, for a new golden age here on planet Earth.
I hope so, my friend. I hope so that people realize that we are born to be lovers and not killers, you know. Mm-hmm. We are all born beautiful creatures of love, and it's sadly mm-hmm. when we start to be educated by a society that dares to give a toy gun to a little boy at age 4 and tell him to go and have fun, that right. we transform these beautiful creatures into killers.
Right.
So stop buying toy guns to your boys and tell them to go have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Killing is not fun. You know, when I see my in my street, you know, little boys age 5 to 10 coming back from school every day and shooting each other pointlessly for hours after school with Nerf guns, I say this is why we have Trump. This is why we have war.
Right.
Because these are beautiful lovers who have trained and almost programmed, ordered to become killers.
Sure.
So really, that's what you want? You want your boys to become killers? I don't think so.
No.
So it's all about education. That's really what it's about.
Sure.
But the ground for goodness is here. You know, even what is the devil according to the scripture? It's a fallen angel. But same thing. Mm-hmm. Evil and the devil don't exist. They are beautiful creatures who were badly treated that they became monsters.
Mm-hmm.
But in the earth, it's light. Darkness doesn't exist. It's light covered by darkness. So lift up the veil of intelligence over the stupidity of these programmed killers, and you will find a beautiful soul, and eventually we will have a beautiful planet. We just need to work at it. It's work. It takes time.
That's true.
But it's doable. It's reversible. It's fixable. We can heal if we want it. Where there is a will, there is a way.
That's right. One of the things I like about the Emoto Peace Project, started by Dr. Emoto years ago, was that it teaches little kids love and gratitude so that when they become older, Emmanuel, the hope is that they're not going to go out and buy guns and try to kill each other because they'll know the value of love and gratitude. But I think the world is changing. I think, and people are really waking up, and they don't like the violence. And one of the things that Nostradamus has told me too, Emmanuel, is that we've shifted timelines. After Fukushima back in March of 2011, we shifted from a timeline of war and Armageddon and the potential end of the world to a time when we're truly on a path for a much brighter and happier planet. That's what I see anyway.
Yeah, I think I feel it. You know, I think that finally men are getting tired of dying and being broke.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, it took you a long time to, and many deaths and many bankruptcy to realize that's not the proper way to exist.
Right.
You know, so it's sad you have to suffer to become happier.
Right.
But, you know, because I don't think you need to suffer to be happy.
No.
You know, happy overtake. And I don't need to kill. I don't need to conquer. I need to share. I need to love. You know, I need to create. That's the need in us. It's the urge in us. The urge is in us is to create. It's not to destroy. That's the false envy. That's the distraction.
That's right. And Emmanuel,
that's the lie.
I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but please don't. I don't mean to. You're giving a wonderful interview today. I just don't use any profanity. They don't like it here at the station. I know you.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Probably
that's okay.
It's probably the French in me. I don't even realize. I'm not
even that's
realizing
okay.
I still have an accent. So
that's,
I apologize.
Hey, that's fine, my friend. That's totally
absolutely
fine.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, one of the things I do a lot of psychic readings, Emmanuel. I have to tell you this story. Many times I will talk to people, and they will have lives as soldiers in the past. And then now they're maybe peace activists or they're working to create a better planet. And I ask them about the military and they say, you know, I mean, that was a time in my life in a previous life where I went, for example, went through World War I and got killed in France or in Germany. And I don't want anything to do with that again. You know, I don't. It's just funny. Talking to them now and going into these past lives.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know.
I agree. You know, and I always say the same thing, that indeed I feel like I've been here for a long time and I'm ready just to serve the universe next. You know, I think after this life, I will have done everything I can to heal this world.
Sure.
And I think that's what we should be focused on. Everyone, and everyone's got the power to heal each other and the earth. And then you just go and heal the universe, you know.
Sure. Well, you know, I can see a whole bunch of angels around you, Emmanuel. Archangel Michael, who's a warrior spirit, ascended master. I see Archangel Uriel around you, too. He was an angel of creativity and art and music, and for your production. So you have a lot of Ascended Masters around you, and they're all helping you, Emmanuel, in your work. So I want to tell you that you've got help from high places.
Good. I do need help. I think that's the thing, is to recognize we all do need help. There's nothing to be ashamed of. And on the contrary, because once you receive enough help, then you can give back help.
That's right.
So accept help and accept to receive to give. You know, you cannot give if you don't receive, and vice versa. So it's all about what goes around comes around.
That's right. That's right. I wanted to ask you, Emmanuel, what other wonderful films have you been working on? I'd love to ask you.
I just finished a beautiful movie called Shamanic Tracker, which is a study of shamanism in the high Andes of Peru. I spent a week with the Queros Indians, who are the descendants of the Incas, and we really tried to understand the way of the shaman. That movie is being screened at noon this Sunday, downtown Los Angeles, at the Regal Theater during the Awareness Film Festival. Sorry. So that's a really beautiful movie. So just completed. It's going to tour in a few more film festivals, and then it should be released next year. I also just completed another movie that's going to tour pretty soon in film festival called Citizen Animals. And it's about animal rights and how we should consider the animal just as another brother and sister and treat us with right and respect and equality. It's done by a German director named Oliver Kerr. I am one of the producers. So it's a beautiful movie. And right now, as you mentioned, I am finishing the editing of The Cure, Healing the Mind, Healing the Planet, Healing the Mind, Healing the Body, Healing the Planet. And then I'm getting into editing one more documentary that should be finished by January called We the People, a Re-Evolution of Economics and Politics. And it's about going back to the origin of this word, understanding what truly economic and politics mean, and then from there trying to understand what is going wrong and how can we fix it. How can we have a more balanced, more equalitarian, more full of peace and love planet based on economics and politics, because economics and politics are really the two big engines of any civilization. And then we'll see. You know, I'm somebody who really is constantly in meditation and connection, eyes wide open with the entire planet. So I just came out of a meeting where we were talking about doing a movie on Native Americans. So it might be my next one. I'm looking also at a movie about music and called The Sound of Me. And finally, a movie about the peace process between Israel and Palestine through music. So I'm somebody that's constantly connected, constantly trying to adapt, improvise, and move forward. You know, you just cannot stop. Move forward.
Beautiful. Evolve. Beautiful. Well, and I want to thank you so much. You know, you sent me the trailer, the preview for the, you sent me the movie, The Shamanic Trekker, and it was fantastic. I loved watching that. It was set up in Machu Picchu area, and what an amazing experience that must have been for you, Emmanuel.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Even so, you know, we shot most of it in very high altitude. Well, basically, you have no more oxygen, and I was doing what I just did, meaning that I was breathless. I almost lost my director of photography because he had really altitude sickness.
Oh, no.
So it was quite intense physically, but it was beautiful. We were in all these sacred mountains with the shamans, and it was an amazing experience. You know, it's beautiful to realize how amazing our planet is, and anywhere and everywhere you are, it is divine. It is amazing. You don't need, again, also to go to Peru to experience God and to experience an awakening. You can experience that in your shower at 6 a.m. when you go to work. It's about being connected 24/7. So don't disconnect. Don't cut yourself. You know, don't over-meditate, over-pray. These are great for 5 seconds, but reconnect. Stay in connection. Stay in connection with all the molecules of the planet. You know, quantum physics shows that we are a big assemble of beautiful molecules interconnected and intertwined. So you have to be yourself, but surrender to each other at the same time all the time. And when you do that, that's when you achieve happiness. You know, happiness is being 24/7 awakened and connected, and that's it. And that's how you find your purpose too. That's where you find your call, what you're good at. You know, mm-hmm. because we're all good at a few things, and we're all terrible at many things. You know, and I'm the first one to recognize that. You know, I'm a good director, but I'm a terrible editor. I'm a terrible director of photography. I'm a terrible actor. So I've got limitations like everybody else, and it's fine. That's why we have 7 billion people. So don't try the guy that knows it all and does it all. You don't need to do that. Right. On the contrary, it's going to drive you insane because right. you're going to realize you're not. And when you realize you're not, you're going to fall apart because your ego can't take it. And that's when you fall into midlife crisis and depression, suicidal thoughts and addiction. So just say, I'm a genius and I'm an idiot, and it's all good. It's all good.
Well, I have to tell you, Emmanuel, a few minutes ago when you were talking about how we were all connected, I could see the white light coming into the studio, and it's now this big, bright white light. I mean, we could save money on the electricity today. We could just turn off the lights here and let the spirits light us. Oh, they're all laughing at that one. But So you brought the spirits in. You brought these beautiful angels in with what you just said just now, Emmanuel.
Brilliant. That's what we do, you see? We awaken life. We are a source of energy. We don't need anything else. You know, there's everything. Why do we exploit our Earth? You know, there's plenty of water. There's plenty of air. There's plenty of us. Wow. We don't need to keep killing and exploiting. Enough. That goes nowhere. You know, that doesn't even make any money anymore because money has no meaning anymore. Money is an illusion. It's ridiculous. Look at us. We're all broke. USA is the most broken country in the entire universe. It's $19 trillion debt. And we come France and Germany. So money is everything. Actually, money is nothing.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Manuel. Say, I was wondering, both Michiko Hayashi and I will be giving presentations at the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles from February 8th through the 12th, 2018. I hope you'll be in Los Angeles then. It'd be wonderful to see you if you're free.
Yeah, what day did you say?
I believe it starts on the 8th or 9th of February. It's a long weekend. It's the second weekend in February of 2018.
Great.
Los Angeles.
Hopefully I'm here. It's a little bit too ahead of the game to know exactly where I'll be that day. You know, maybe I'll be stuffing the universe. Who knows? So, you know, but if I'm here, please call me and I show up.
Okay. It would be wonderful to see you. We now have, this time has gone so fast, my friend. We now have got about 30 seconds left, and I want to give you the rest of the time to please wrap up your beautiful interview, Emmanuel.
Well, again, dear brothers and sisters, it's to realize that we are a whole wide one people, one planet, one universe. You know, this connection doesn't exist. So accept it, embrace it, you know, connect with each other, dare to break the pattern and the repetition of your failures by moving forward, by standing up and saying, you know what, I love you all and I love it all. And that's it. These are the three words that are going to liberate you. I love you. I love you. And I love we, meaning that it's really about the love relationship within yourself and with each other and the planet. And when you do that, poof, you know, the depression, the addiction, the despair, it all goes away. Doesn't mean you don't need to work after.
Yeah,
on the contrary,
absolutely.
You're awakened and you need to get to work. So start the process. Sure. We are all here for each other. I love you.
Thank you so much for coming on today, Emmanuel. I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. Please stay tuned, friends, for our next hour.